John writes in that first Christmas, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing has been made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." This year, you may have noticed that people have stopped saying goodbye to each other, and instead people say, "Stay safe." Why do we do that? Why do we say "stay safe"? Well, I guess partly it's just a way of reminding each other to follow all the guidelines that are going on at the moment. Partly, I guess, it's an expression of kindness. We're expressing a desire that we want the other person to keep well. We say "stay safe." Stay safe instead of goodbye. And I wonder if it will stick. I wonder if we will lose goodbye and we will always say "stay safe." I don't know. I wonder which one you prefer. Whether you prefer goodbye or stay safe. And what's that got to do with Christmas? I think that goodbye is the only way to stay safe. And if you give me a few minutes, I'll explain that to you. Because I reckon that there is something that is a little bit ironic about saying to people, "stay safe." Ironic this year, in 2020. This is a year that has reminded us, tragically, it has reminded us just how vulnerable humanity is. This year we've seen a virus that has spread from animals to humans thousands of miles away, and it's brought the whole world to its knees. Now, if the catchphrase for this year is "stay safe," it implies somehow we've got the ability to protect ourselves. And yet this is a year that has reminded us the exact opposite. It's almost cruel to say to each other, "stay safe." And I don't know about you, maybe this is just me being a bit of a grumpy old man, but there's something about saying "stay safe" that makes my heart sink. Because it just sounds so small, doesn't it? Now, in Christmas 2020, in order to stay safe, we've had to go small. But let's not think that that is Christmas. Christmas is not small. Now, in the Bible, when John writes about Christmas, he writes to a people who don't know anything about Christmas, have never heard about Christmas. And he doesn't begin with what happened. He begins with who it is all about. And he doesn't begin in Bethlehem. And now, as the reading says, he begins by saying, "In the beginning was the Word." Not the beginning of Christmas, but the beginning of everything. And I wasn't there, and you weren't there, but he was there. He was there in the beginning, the Word who is a person. He is with God, and he is God. You see, Christmas is not about me, and it's not about you. And it's all about him. It's about him because the whole of everything has always been about him, and it will always be about him, about the Word, the one who is known as Jesus Christ. He was there in the beginning before there was anything else. And the reading goes on to tell us that through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. All things. That's a whole lot of stuff. All the stuff that we know, and all the stuff we don't know, all the worlds that we will never explore, it was all made through him. And in the beginning, when he made all things and he made people, he gave people everything to enjoy. He is abundantly generous. The reading says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." You see, in the beginning, when he made the first people, he said to them, "Here is a world that is full of goodness, and it's all yours to enjoy." But then our reading very quickly moves to talk about darkness. A darkness comes when the light is rejected. He is the light, and he was rejected. That's what people have been doing right from the start. And the whole history of humanity is made up of individuals who each in turn rejected God. Now, the mantra, "stay safe," has got a much longer pedigree than 2020. In one form or another, the idea that people can keep themselves safe without God, that has long been the human condition. Now, the idea that we don't need God, that we can manage without God, that we can stay safe. But to turn from the light is to find darkness. And to turn from the one who is life is to lose life. And that turning is what the Bible calls sin. At Christmas, though, it's not about me and it's not about you. Christmas is all about him. It's about the Word. Through him, all things were made. Everything was made through him and for him. He is life and he is light. And the reading says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. So there's a very simple choice set before all people. It's a choice between light and darkness. Receive life from him or go it alone. Because the light shines and the reading says that the light wins. Now all things are made by him, through him, and it's all for him. All of history is going in one direction. All things will be brought together under him. His light will be the only light and his life will be the only life. But the darkness has not and it will not ever be able to overcome him. And he is still staggeringly generous. You see, the Word who was there in the beginning is the one who became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That's what happened at the first Christmas. That's what we've been singing about this evening. The babe who was born in Bethlehem. The one who John writes of, who is the Word. The eternal God who was born as a man. And Matthew tells us that they called him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You see, Christmas is needed. Christmas is needed so very much because people thought they could keep themselves safe, but they couldn't. Now, the irony of 2020 is that we tell each other to stay safe in the year when we've been reminded how vulnerable we are. But the irony of humanity is that every generation has thought that they can manage without God. Every generation has thought it when the whole of history is torn up with examples of what happens when people try to keep themselves safe. The world is a mess and humanity is a mess and we're not safe. We're not safe from diseases and we're not safe from disasters and we're not safe from the distress of broken relationships and we're not safe from the darkness and we're not safe from death. And yet in our hearts we keep saying, stay safe. That's why Christmas is needed, because Christmas breaks in with the news, the glad tidings that say a Savior has been born, that God has come to bring a safety we could never get for ourselves. And to save his people from their sins, Jesus Christ pursued his mission right to the cross of Calvary. There he took upon himself the weight of the world's brokenness. There he plunged himself into death and he made a way. He made a way for those who have chosen the darkness. He made a way for those who have lived all their lives without a thought of him. He made a way for those who carry deep brokenness and even shame in their hearts. People like me, people like you, people like us. He made a way through his death for us to have a permanent place with God. You see, the safety that Jesus Christ wins is an ultimate safety. Now, he is life, in him is life. So he can hold his people safe forever, even through death. No, the ultimate safety, the only true place of safety, is when we are connected to the one who is in himself light and life. That's what saving is. Saving is to be with him. That's why he came. That's why the Word was made flesh. That's why we have Christmas. That's why they call him Emmanuel, because Emmanuel means God with us. I wonder if you know where the word goodbye comes from. A few hundred years ago, they say it was a contraction, a squashing together of a saying which is, may God be with you. That's where goodbye comes from. May God be with you. And so what about you, Christmas 2020? This year, what are you choosing? Are you choosing light or are you choosing darkness? Of course, you're free to say, no thanks, mate. I don't want that. I don't want goodbye. I'm not interested in God with me. Of course, you're free to say that. You're free to say, I'll stick with stay safe. I'll try and work it out for myself. I don't want God with me. I don't want someone else to be in control of my life. I don't want that. You're free to keep away from the light. But the Bible says that the light will shine in the darkness. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ cannot and will not be sidelined forever. His light shines and the darkness cannot overcome it. And the whole of history is relentlessly going in only one direction. It's all going towards Christ. He made it in the beginning and he will claim it in the end. And true safety is only found for those who are connected to him. See, that's why Christmas tells us that goodbye, God be with you, is the only way for us to stay safe. Now, I doubt that 10 minutes of me jabbering on is enough to persuade you. Maybe not even to suggest that you'd like to be persuaded. But if you'd like to find out more, on your way out, just by the gate, there's a little booklet you might want to take and read. Or just get in touch with us at Kingfisher Church. Ask your questions. In January, we're going to be starting a little course called Christianity Explored. We'll run it online, given the current circumstances. It's just a chance for people to find out more about what this is all about. If you'd be interested, please do get in contact so we can give you the details of that. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for coming. We've got one more carol to send us away into this dark, cold night to our warm homes. So if you'd like to join with me, we're going to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.